Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Angela.
This is Brad Ford.
And you're back here with another week of By the By.
Another week of By the By.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Welcome back, folk.
Yeah. It's been a good week. You have to think back, don't you?
I really do. last night was a Monday night that we ended up staying up to like 2:45 on a Monday night.
Yeah.
And we drank so much last night that I'm not drinking tonight. I'm drinking tea. That's a very good or very bad sign.
I think last night was one of those good examples of why we call this the lifestyle and not necessarily swinging, at least what we do. Because last night we had friends who we met through the swinging community. They met at the Swingers Club.
Yes.
And they messaged us, and we've known them for quite a while now, but they messaged us and asked if we were up for a board game night.
Yeah, kind of like a last second thing.
Yeah, so yesterday during the day. But we couldn't. We had some stuff going on in the evening, and they were like, oh, well, if you're still interested afterwards, we're happy to come over later. And so we're like, all right, that's fine, come on over later on. And they did. And I think we all kind of thought it was going to be like a couple of hours, just have a bit of a chit-chat, maybe a play quick game of something, and then that would be it. And no, we ended up just sitting around talking for a while. Then we played four games and ended up, it ended up being 2:45 in the morning before they left.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun and so many laughs.
We had two or three bottles of wine and half a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah. But it was just, it was so, so much fun. And we did talk about sex at some point, but things didn't really line up, and
no.
So it just didn't happen. But that's okay. It doesn't have to. And I think that's why I like this and why we do call it the lifestyle, because you can have those unfiltered conversations. You can talk about anything. You can, make out a little and have sex if you want, but there's no pressure to. It's just
right. You
meet good people and you just hang out and just really enjoy everybody's company.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I woke up drunk. It's a great
still drunk.
Yeah, it's a great night when you wake up the next morning and you're like, I think I'm still drunk.
Well, also, admittedly, you woke up late. I mean, it was only 4 or 5 hours later.
True.
Or maybe five for you. But yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. That was good times. Good times.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know that when we first started down this path, neither of us liked the word lifestyle, but there is no better word. And at this point, I think it does really identify how we live.
It's the style of life.
Yeah, it's how we live.
You can be a winner at the game of lifestyle. What?
Okay, sure.
Do you not remember that song?
I do remember the song.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm
it's still
age.
Not a good song, though.
Excuse me, it was a jingle.
It's still not good.
We've got Pendulum this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday,
October 24th.
First Saturday Pendulum. Uh-huh. Be there or be square. Uh-huh. Or you can be square. That's cool.
Yeah.
You can be square and be there.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh. So, there.
We're not judging.
Not at all. I think I'm just about as square as I can be.
Well, you do have some round parts.
Do you want to play? Like, this actually made me think. So, we'll plug Pendulum, of course. But then, do you want to try to do a psychic mind trick?
Sure.
Yeah. So, I want you and all the listeners at home to close your eyes, unless you're driving. Don't do that. And then take a nice deep breath in.
Or operating heavy machinery.
or operating heavy machinery, please. I know that we have some lumberjacks, and I do care. Don't hurt yourself. So take a nice deep breath in and then out to exhale, and imagine a screen in front of you.
And are we talking like a TV screen, a movie screen?
Like just a blank screen, like a piece of paper.
Okay.
And what I want you to mentally project on it is just a simple shape, like a square, but not a square because I just said square. But so just a simple shape.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Now, with that shape, I want you to imagine another shape around that first shape. Mm-hmm. And project that out there. Think mm-hmm. about it. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You're thinking of a triangle inside of a circle.
No.
Damn it. What were you thinking of?
A parallelogram inside of an oval.
Oh, you fucking do. You know what? Like, there are people out there who are impressed now, though.
Yeah. I'm sure that probably 90% of the people out there who did this had a triangle inside of a circle.
That's a great understanding of the human brain.
Agreed.
Anyway, parallelogram. I said a simple shape.
I started with a square, and then I was like, no, let's extend a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I said not a square, too.
Did you? Okay, I wasn't listening.
Oh, my God. This is why mentalism doesn't work with you. I'm sorry. I was supposed to be paying attention. Okay, so hang on. I do want to tell a story on you.
Oh, God.
And I forgot the story until hearing you laugh right there. And it triggered this memory from last night. We were playing Cranium. And Angela had to do charades, mm-hmm. and she was trying to get her partner to guess one trick pony.
Uh-huh.
And so she, you know, I love Angela, you're over there going, uh-huh, as if you don't know.
No, I know where this is going.
But I do this thing all the time with my hands where I make it look like my finger's coming off. Like it's a stupid magic trick.
A lot of people do it with kids.
Like, and everybody does. Like, it's such a grandfather or weird uncle trick. But I do it all the time because I think it's funny. Angela says, you know, does the, it's three words. First word, and she holds up her finger, and they're like, oh, first word. And Angela's like, no. And they're like, oh, one. Angela's like, yes. And then she goes, second word. And she looks at her hands, and suddenly she's like, you could just see the realization that she's seen me do this trick a zillion times, but suddenly, fuck, I have no idea how to do this. And so you, like, watching you kind of bang your hands together as if you just collide them, suddenly it'll look like your fingers coming
off. And I knew that I could, like, do something with my thumb, and I was supposed to pull it, but I didn't know what.
It was one of those moments.
We laughed for probably 5 minutes after
that. At least. I had tears streaming down my face. I'm still almost to the point of crying and laughing at it now. Because it was just the look of frustration and sort of that horror that you're like, I should know how to do this.
Well, and fortunately, my partner, we had skipped the middle one because I knew I couldn't do that one as quickly. So we got one in pony. And so we were coming back to the middle one, so trick. And I think probably fortunately, you had done the magic trick earlier for, yes, like magician or something like that. Magic.
Puff the magic dragon.
And so I think that was like, once she clued into what I was trying to do, she kind of went magic, trick, et cetera, and then put it together. So she did get it. We ended up successful, but it was
great.
Not in the best way.
You did the whole pony. You were like riding a horse, uh-huh, but then you kind of put your hands down closer to the ground, and instead of saying pony, she goes horse, and then she goes low horse. what the fuck's a low horse? I just love charades in that it's one of those games that you just start shouting things and you're not really even listening to yourself.
Yeah, you just say whatever is in your brain and it just comes out. And
I love it. It's great. Yeah, so sorry. That was a completely, like, people are like, fuck, I hate this podcast. Why do we listen to these two?
They listen for the tangents.
I hope so. We should call this the Tangent Podcast. We
probably should.
So what are we talking about tonight?
A bunch of random stuff. We're going to go on a lot of tangents.
Wicked.
So first and foremost, I think we need to get the business out of the way. So as many of our listeners know, and many of our Patreon supporters at the moment know, we are having trouble getting cum rags shipped out of Australia at the moment. Yes, very sad. So what we're going to do is, for now, we're going to discontinue giving out cum rags to our patrons.
Yes.
And we will look at selling those via the website. We're going to look at some other options here in the next couple of months. So stay tuned, because I know a lot of people do want the cum rags, and so we want to find a way to get them to you. Just be patient with us, please. And any Patreon supporters that we currently owe cum rags to, which is pretty much all of you at this point, we will send them out to you. And if you're a new patron and haven't had your 3 months or whatever, don't worry about it. We'll go ahead and send them to you anyway. So we'll get all of that out here as soon as we can.
It's true. You got lucky.
I know.
Because we're cutting it off as of tonight.
Yeah. So we'll get those shipped out. So don't worry about that. We'll get those to you. But what we're going to do instead, we're going to restructure things a bit. And we have set up a server on Discord, which is a computer program or an app.
Yes.
And would you like to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, if you are a gamer, you're familiar with Discord, it's a great way for content creators to connect to their audiences. And so this is all Angela's doing. She's fucking brilliant. I'm just the dumb, funny one.
Not true.
We'll agree to disagree.
So we've got a server set up there, and all of our patrons will get a link, because it does link automatically with Patreon, which is really lovely and super easy. So you'll get a link from Patreon probably an email or something, a message from them on how to connect to our Discord server. And it's pretty quick. It's pretty easy. Shouldn't be many issues with it. If you have issues, let us know. Let Discord know, Patreon. There's all kinds of helps and how-tos out there.
Yes.
So it should be pretty easy for you, hopefully. But once you connect, so there are a couple of different channels. There's a general channel where everybody can get on and chat and talk.
And that's going to be for everybody, even non-Patreon supporters.
Yes.
And you'll be able to find the link to that. Hopefully we can work out how to put it on the website.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can go to our website, www.bythebuy.com.au, and find the link to that Discord server, or I'm assuming you can search Discord.
Yeah.
For
By the Pie Podcast.
Yep. So, yeah.
So that's one of the channels that we have. And the other one is going to be an Ask Us channel. And so this is available to all of our patrons. So all of our Patreon supporters.
Yes.
And what we want to do is we want to engage with you a little bit more. So we want you to go on there and ask us questions, and we will absolutely do our best to answer them. I'm sure we'll get wacky questions and we'll give you wacky answers.
It's true.
But we will absolutely do our best to answer questions and just, have a little bit more, be a little bit more connected with our listeners and our patrons. So that's going to be a fun channel to check that out.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Because it's something that, since I can access it from the phone, we'll be on it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Discord is available both on desktop, on the computer, and it's also available on iPhone, Android. There's an app for it.
There's an app for that.
Yeah. And so it's really super easy, and it'll be great, and it'll be good to connect with people a little bit more. Also, for our $5 and above patrons, we are going to have a quarterly live chat where we just get on and we talk. We'll have a topic of some sort that we can start with, and then we'll just see where things take us. So if people want to ask questions or discuss something at that point, we're happy to. Details for that will be coming out, but we're going to do our first one on Sunday, November 8th at 10 a.m. Sydney time, so AEST. So if you're in Europe, sorry, it's kind of like midnight-ish for you, depending on where you are. And if you're in the U.S., then that's going to be late afternoon or evening, also depending on where you are. Yes. So it's really hard to find somewhere that's good for everybody in the world. Sorry, we may end up changing times later, but the first one we're going to do Sunday, November 8th at 10 a.m. AEST.
We may try to bounce it around to where we slide that target to where it's better for Europe and better for it.
Yeah.
So that we were not always doing it at an inopportune time.
Yeah. We may switch that up a little bit to try and catch different people and to mix it up a little bit, because, variety is the spice of life.
You betcha.
So that's what we're going to be doing to kind of change things up on our Patreon page and to try and connect with you guys out there and be a little more involved.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It should be fun. It'll be a great way to chat with folks and it's sort of a one-stop kind of shop for it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
We promise.
Maybe a little fun, maybe a little educational, who knows,
Yes. And then we're looking at trying to create better ways to create product for our folks out there in podcast land as well. Stay tuned. We hope to have a solution before the end of the year.
Yep. Yep. So all kinds of new things coming up for you.
Yeah. What else?
So we've got a couple of emails that have come in recently.
Okay, I like emails.
And just wanted to, they're kind of more statements than anything, not necessarily questions, but I thought I would read them or read parts of them because, you know, kind of interesting. And I think other people can benefit from the wisdom of our listeners.
Ooh, I like that. See, again, Discord, that'll be useful. There'll be smart people on there.
Exactly. And then there's us.
Hey, y'all. Like butt stuff?
So the first email was sent to us around by Visibility Day.
Okay.
And this one was from a listener who just wanted to share some thoughts that were really helpful for them when they were coming to terms with their bisexuality.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
And so again, you know, we can all benefit from each other's experiences.
Absolutely.
And so hopefully this may help somebody out there, might give you a slightly different perspective. So the first point that they brought up is that it was a landmark moment when they stopped thinking about themselves in terms of a ratio on the Kinsey scale. So instead of being 80% straight and 20% gay, or 50-50, 40-60, they are 100% bisexual regardless of where their desires and attractions shift along the spectrum. So it's not thinking about yourself in pieces and parts, it's thinking about yourself as a whole.
Yes. I mean, my left hand is very gay, but the rest of me is kind of straight. No.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting way to approach it, because I think I sort of struggled with a similar thing when I was first coming out. And honestly, I think that you can look at yourself as 100% bisexual and still be like, well, I'm only physically attracted to my gender. And I'm emotionally attracted to not my gender. Mm-hmm. So like, there's a lot of different ways to look at it that are all extremely valid. I think that's a really good, healthy way to look at it. Just like I'm 100% bisexual.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It is good to think about that way because it is easy to look at the Kinsey scale and say, okay, I feel like I'm a 3 at the moment.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're literally half and half. Like,
right. Well, yeah. You know, I've got 2 shirts, one that's Kinsey 3, one's Kinsey 4.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's very fluid every day, I'm something different, to be honest.
But you're still 100% bisexual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so the second point is that it was another landmark moment for them when their bisexual mentor convinced them that their sexuality and their masculinity are entirely separate things. Because a lot of people, I think that they think that if you're a male who's attracted to other men, that it makes you less masculine than a heterosexual male. And so I think that's a really important point because I think it is something that people do have a bit of a misconception about.
Well, and it's because we all have to heteronormalize everything.
Yeah.
So, and it goes back to that thing of, oh, well, you're attracted to another man. Cool. Which of you is the girl?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where it comes from. And number one, where the fuck do you get a bisexual mentor? And where's mine? did they call in sick that day? Like, seriously, I needed one a lot. But anyway, anywho.
Apparently this person was very lucky.
Yeah, exactly. I skipped that. I was sick that day in school. But yeah, I think that is important to separate your sexuality from your gender identity. Mm-hmm. Because you can be bisexual, pansexual, heterosexual, but that has no effect on you, the way you express your gender, right. No matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's, and again, it goes back to that. We tend to heteronormalize things, that whole, even the lesbian community where you have dykes and lipstick lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And these are terms that are thrown around both within and outside of the communities. And if you use those to identify yourself, then that's great. But I think they can also be a bit detrimental because they're sort of following into that heteronormalization.
Yeah.
I promise to stop saying that word.
But you're making it a word.
Well, the thing is, I think I'm so surprised that I keep saying it without tripping over it.
Mm.
I'm like, sooner or later, I could just right there. That was incoherent. But yeah, I keep being able to say it without tripping over it. So I'm really proud of that. Heteronormalization.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, good luck.
But then
I'd
trip over, you know, soon. Anyway.
Okay, so the third point is it's another landmark moment for them when they realize that not everyone is bisexual. I'm basically, obviously paraphrasing all of this.
Of course.
But they thought that everyone was turned on by everyone, or at least, to use Robin Oakes' language, have the potential to be attracted to more than one gender. And so they didn't realize until in their 30s that straight people aren't like that. And that they were definitely not straight.
I love it.
I think is great.
There's something great about that. Like, wait, you don't think everybody is hot? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm that guy too. I'm looking at you going, yeah, there's value to you. Yeah, there's value to you. You're sexy.
Well, and it's not necessarily like everybody, but, you know, like, so me being female, I see another female who's very attractive, and I can fully admit and acknowledge that this person is attractive. And, you know, yes, I find them attractive. But, yeah, to think that some people don't really do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So you make me think of a message that we got. We have a listener who they were not fussing, but commenting on us. And when we use the word female, mm-hmm. and they were like, every time you say female, the picture I get in my head is this. And it was the Ferengi from from Star Trek. Uh-huh. And after reading that, I was like, oh, that is kind of funny, because they were always like, the female. And I apologize, but we'll probably continue using that word.
Yep. I don't even think about it.
I don't either. Yes. So apologies. Plus, I kind of liked the Ferengi.
Yeah.
They weren't terrible. I mean, yeah, you could like rub their ear lobes and they got all aroused. They liked shiny things. I mean, like,
they're. So do you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a Ferengi. Yeah.
Their nostrils would flare. I mean, yeah, I'm a Ferengi. Son of a bitch.
That's a gentleman.
It's true. Yeah, I think that's a great email and brings up some excellent points. And it's funny because it just shows, you know, everybody's journey is different.
Yeah.
We all aren't traveling along the same path.
No, but it is good to get someone else's perspective and experiences. And like I said, you know, it might help you. Maybe you've had similar experiences and you're like, wow, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. I still resent that I didn't have a bisexual mentor.
Yeah.
Bisexual big brothers, big sisters.
I know.
Big bisexual brothers, big bisexual sisters. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We should start this.
We should. Yes. There's got to be.
We'll do it
something.
On our Discord. We'll be your bisexual mentor.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely. We'll do that. So the other email came from someone, and this was on...
I hope so. It wasn't like a spam bot.
Well, this one came from someone commenting on the Bisexual Health podcast, one that we re-released.
Yes.
So it was one from the Wayback Machine, and then we pulled it back out because it's great and can always bear repeating.
Agreed.
So they said they enjoyed listening to that podcast with various health statistics sprinkled with some host debauchery, because, you know, that's what happens.
I'm not responsible for anything I say.
And I think I'm just going to read this now
verbatim.
I can't disagree with the stats, and of course the root causes stemming from bisexuality, but it should be noted many of the health problems, primarily physical, are common malaise for much of the American public due to poor diets, sedentary lifestyles, and so forth. In a sense, many of all orientations are afflicted with similar emotional problems and use unhealthy coping mechanisms. It's life today and more so during this pandemic. As a bi older man, I sometimes struggle. However, I found meditation, daily exercise of different types, and exploring various hobbies to be very helpful in keeping body and mind together, as well as staying away from drugs and only drinking minimal alcohol, mostly when dining out. And then on and on and on.
I mean, I absolutely respect that. I drink way too much. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself changing.
But I see the point.
But I mean, I do.
Do see the initial point in that, you know, a lot of the poor outcomes, health outcomes, et cetera, is due to sedentary lifestyles, poor diets, et cetera. However, when you're looking at these studies, they're looking at, I would say, primarily Americans.
Yes.
And so you're looking at people from the same countries that should have similar-ish lifestyles. And I'm sure they're not filtering like, okay, like, let's get people with all the same lifestyles.
Right.
But it also could be that depending upon your sexual orientation or, you know, whatever the particular paper and study was about, that affects your lifestyle in different ways. And then, so, you know, maybe that's an added effect. So yes, I absolutely see the point that they're saying, you know, about how your lifestyle can affect your physical health, your mental health, and all of that. But at the same time, when you're looking at how one community is affected versus another community within the same area, the same country, that type of thing, then I don't really think that that's a big factor.
Right. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm the first to admit that, you know, the pandemic has not helped the general headspace. At least I can only speak for myself, but like my general headspace and how I cope, my coping mechanisms mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm. And the folks out there who do meditate and eat healthy and exercise, I respect the hell out of them. I just don't feel like that's for me. yeah, it's just, I can't meditate. I've tried. And everybody's like, oh, try this app or do this. And I've tried different apps. I've tried YouTube things. I've tried reading books on doing it. Meditation is not for me.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, I don't like making risotto because Bradford's head is a scary space. But like, and exercise is like, I know this is going to sound silly, but it's just work. I mean, I know it's meant to be work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just.
But it is one of those things that, you know, even if we do little bits, like even if you go out and go for walks and things like right. that, like it does help your mental headspace.
And it's really funny because like I say that I don't exercise, but I end up walking 6K a day.
Yeah.
Because we don't own a car and, you know, we're walking to the grocery. We're very ambulatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do get out and move a lot and we do eat relatively healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely see what they're saying about, you know, your lifestyle can very much affect that. But at the same time, I think with regards to the studies and the papers and things that were talked about in that podcast that everybody interviewed and everybody polled for those
was all mostly US stuff.
Would have been mostly American. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it is, I think this listener makes an excellent point of we all need to find something, a way to deal with issues that is a positive and not a negative, or at least net positive. You can have negative stuff. Of course, we're all going to have negative stuff, but if we can have a net of positive gain, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. So we need to find healthy coping mechanisms.
That's right. Eat a pint of ice cream and realize like, oh, look at all the calcium I've got.
And then walk to the store and get another pint.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I roll.
Uh-huh. And now.
Oh, sorry. And now for something completely different.
A word from our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's right. So we have a big, big announcement from altplayground.net. Sponsors of By the By. Mm-hmm. Alt Playground is hitting the road with Front Porch Swingers. That's right. Brenna and Brian, hosts of Front Porch Swingers podcast, will be traveling the U.S. in Alt Playground's new tour bus.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I know, right? So you can watch Alt Playground's and Front Porch Swingers' social media accounts for the travel schedule and join the fun when they are in your town. They're going to have giveaways and events and so much more. Just make sure you're socially distancing and wearing a mask when you go out and do this.
Absolutely. Be safe.
Be safe. Be smart. And have fun with altplayground.net. Mm-hmm. Do you want a sexy sex toy?
Always.
Always. If you go to adamandeve.com and pick out a nice new sexy sex toy, mm-hmm. put it in your cart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it in your cart.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Sure, yeah. Your moist, moist cart. And then use the checkout code by the by. You will get one item at 50% off. Then you'll get a bunch of videos on demand. You'll get a bunch of free gifts kind of thrown in there mm-hmm. so that you and your partner can play with them. And then, you'll get free shipping. Now, it might take a little longer due to the beautiful pandemic that we have here, but you will get it free. And that's at adamandeve.com and using checkout code by the by. We're back.
Uh-oh, that sounded scary.
It was from Poltergeist.
I know.
Yes, it's almost Halloween. You'll have to touch my Halloweener.
We should think about costume things.
We already know what we're doing.
Yeah. I just need I need to pull out specifics.
Pacifics. Yeah, easy for you to say. Suffer and succotash. Oh, my God. So what do you want to talk about now?
I think we need to talk about when you were gone.
When I was gone, I had to only touch myself. I was ready to move on. So a few weeks back, I was in Perth for 2 weeks. And the rules of going to Perth were I had to stay socially isolated. And I could not leave my hotel room unless I was going to the customer site. Mm-hmm. And so that meant there was no going out to the bars. There was no going out to eat. There was no going out for a walk. There was no glory holes, no grinder hookups, no saunas. There was nothing but me for a full 2 weeks.
Do you have righty and lefty? Did you name them?
Yeah, sad and other one.
Sticky.
Sticky, sad, sticky. So it was a long time. Uh-huh. It was a long time.
Yeah.
I did take some toys. I packed a fleshlight, which I never do. Mm-hmm. And then I also had a couple of butt plugs mm-hmm. And a lot of lube, which...
a suitcase full of lube.
Which was important. And what's really funny about it was you end up getting into this routine of, like, you wake up in the morning, what are you going to do? Well, I might as well masturbate. Like, you get home from work, what are you going to do? Well... we'll order food. I wonder if I can masturbate before it gets here. And like, it was shit like that. You know, like getting ready to go to bed. You lay down as soon as you get in bed. Let's masturbate. And then you would watch some Netflix and then like, oh, well, it's time to go to sleep. Might as well touch myself. Like, Jesus Christ, man. And at some point you almost get sick of it. I mean, almost.
I was going to say, is that possible?
Almost. But yeah, mm-hmm. It was difficult.
Yeah. You're ready for someone else to touch you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, ugh. This again.
But it wasn't so difficult to stop doing it.
Well, what else are you going to do? You're isolating.
Yeah.
I slept a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you would go to bed at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, wake up at 6, 7. Mm-hmm. Like I was sleeping 11, 12 hours a day, which was great. And the weekend was nothing but just like.
A little bit awake, a little bit of sleep. Yeah, a little bit awake, a little bit of sleep.
Yeah. Like, oh, let's take naughty pictures of ourselves. Like, all right, well, that was 20 minutes. What am I going to do now for the rest of the weekend? So, yeah, it was hell.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
I didn't enjoy it.
No, it doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, I would not rate it very highly.
Yes, but you did get a special delivery from some friends out in Perth.
Did. We had, I love these guys. Dear, dear friends of the podcast. On Twitter at Naughty Threesome mm-hmm. with the number 3. They had some homemade orange marmalade mm-hmm. And some chili jam delivered to my to my apartment. They also had a little mug that has me on one side, and we're going to say Leo on the other, because on one side it's a fox, and on the other side of the mug it's a bear. And then a really nice bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
It was so...
That was really sweet.
I came back to the apartment, and I looked down, and I was like, what's this? And I looked into it, and I was like, oh my God. I was like in tears. I'm like, oh, somebody loves me. I'm going to go masturbate.
I'm going to masturbate and think about them.
So that was so sweet. And they're lovely humans. Follow them on Twitter. They post really sexy, sexy pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really, really sweet. That was very lovely of them.
It was just so nice. Yeah. And the wine was amazing. Mm-hmm. We drank the hell out of it. I did bring it back so that Angela could have some too.
Yes, we shared it.
And let me just say, chili jam is my jam. that shit's awesome. Oh, so good. Yeah. On cheese. Mm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So while I was gone, what did you do? Or should I say, who did you do?
Well, I'll probably get the order wrong, but that's okay. So the gentleman came over.
Yep.
Which is good because I hadn't seen a lot of him lately.
No, I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah, so I got to have an evening with him, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he came over and we hung out a little bit. We had some sexy times, you know, typical kind of thing. There was no sounding this time, but I feel like it's coming up because he said it was going to be a quarterly thing, gentlemen.
Oh my God.
And I feel like it's, you know, near a quarter. I would have to look at the calendar, see how precise we're going to be. I would like to do this again.
Quarterly numbers are in.
So the gentleman came over one night, and that was a lot of fun. It was really nice to hang out with him and have some sexy times and stuff.
Yeah.
Then there was another night The next night, I went to see some theater.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Yeah.
I was very jealous of that.
And then I brought someone home.
Of course you did.
So that was fun. Admittedly, this is the friends
that we make at the theater.
Now, this is somebody that I have played with before.
Yes.
And so it wasn't like a completely random person.
Right.
This is a known quantity. So this is somebody that I've played with before.
That we like. He's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. And so he just happened to be there. And available afterwards.
I love the way he just happened to be there. And I just happened to fuck him.
Well, cool. It was one of those, like, oh, we should get together sometime, you know, the next few weeks or just anytime, really, period. And, yeah, let me know when you're free. And how about tonight? And so, all right, let's do it tonight.
I just love this. So did he say how about tonight or did you?
Mm-hmm. Nope,
Good for him. Good for him. I respect that.
And I even was like, what? Because I wasn't expecting that answer.
Yeah. I love it because I do remember getting a text from you. It's like, I'm going home with blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait. What? Like, I thought you were going to the theater with Leo. You're like, I ditched Leo. Leo was tired, so I brought home somebody else. I'm like, poor Leo.
He missed out.
What's funny is I was talking to Leo the next day, and he was like, God damn, I knew she was going to take him home. I was like, how did you know? He goes, she looked amazing. She was so, like, whatever dress you were wearing. He was like, her dress was awesome. Really?
Huh?
Oh.
I was wearing blue jeans, and a sparkly tank top, and a black jacket, like a business jacket.
Well, kind of thing. You were turning Leo on.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He should have come back, too.
He was like, I was just too tired.
Yeah, yeah. He said he was tired, and I was like, all right, you go on, don't worry, I'll find my way home.
I just love it. You're like, you, come here. You be my Uber. I'll show you my boobers.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
That's great. I love it. It's so funny. Of course you did. how was play with him?
It was really good. Yeah. I will say that it was a bit later, of course, because it was after theater whenever we got back here. Yeah. And so one thing that I have not done with him. Sorry, people. You're hearing the dog squeaking his toy, and he's playing tonight. So whatever you hear in the background, it's the dog. Sorry.
He's hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this particular person, I've only played with them a few times, so not like a lot of times. And one of the things that I'm interested with them, and from some of the banter and talk we've had, I think they're interested as well, is some bondage and impact play.
Oh, okay.
Especially, I would say, bondage to start with. And so that's something I would like to do. So we need to schedule a time to have them back over and to to explore that a little bit. So I think it was one of those, at the time I was like, oh, I'm really interested in this, but it's also really late. And so, you know, what do you do?
And just so that people at home aren't thinking that suddenly Angela is becoming a sub or a switch, you're still the one in control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I also knew that I had to get up the next day for work. And
you know, yes.
So we ended up having sex and playing on the S, playing on the bed a little bit, and just, really kind of enjoying it.
Nice.
And it was good. It was really lovely. And like I said, I had played with them before, but it has been a little while. So, and I would say earlier this year.
Yeah.
It was
good.
Great. And hopefully we'll be able to connect back up with them soon.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Very funny.
And then
Saturday, you had Friday off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you used a toy.
Well, of course. Yeah.
How often did you masturbate? I mean, you had the folks in and out, but were you like a daily thing or?
Daily. Yeah. I would think about it at other times, of course, but it's taking care of the animals, doing the work thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your pussy.
No.
Taking care of the animals.
It's funny because like there's all those little things. And also, I know this is going to sound like first world problems. I understand. However, I then also had to cook my own dinner.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because usually you do that.
Yeah.
So I would come home later in the evening, you know, take care of all the animals, put the bird to bed, whatever, that kind of stuff, and fix my dinner and whatever. And then it's like, 8:30, 9 o'clock before I sit down. And I'm like, Grant, we don't have children. Thank God we don't have children. I couldn't do that. I don't know how single parents do it.
I'm so impressed with single parents.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with two parents.
Yeah. I'm so glad we don't have human children. Like the dog and the bird is enough.
Absolutely.
So, but it was just like, by the time I sat down and did that stuff, I'm like, well, now there's all this other work to be done and just like other stuff. And I'm just like, oh, and it's exhausting. I don't know how single parents do it. Human children. I don't get it.
I love it.
But I did. There was at some point during that 2 weeks that you were gone, I was like, fuck me. I'm so glad we don't have human children.
Yeah.
And I said that to somebody at work that did have human children.
You're like, oh, sorry. And they're like, no, I agree.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But yeah, so Saturday, though, while you were gone that weekend, because it was, I guess it was only one weekend that you were actually gone.
Yeah.
And so I went to the club on the Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And there were a number of people there that were really fun to talk to and like, really kind of comfortable with themselves, sexy, I would have been happy, I think, to play with many of them. It was interesting, though, because while I very much enjoyed talking to a lot of these people, and there were times where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in going upstairs and playing with them, at some point there was a group of three that caught my eye. It was a couple and then one of her friends who had never been to the club before or anything like that. And she was like, come with me. So this was her friend's first time coming. And they are involved in the kink community. Mm-hmm. And so they've been to the club before on some of the kink party nights and stuff like that. The other two had been. And they had all three played together. But they really caught my eye. And they were really fun to talk to and fun to play with. And one of the females was definitely very sub. The other two people were doms. So we end up with three doms and a sub playing.
Oh my God.
it was great. It was fun. So they caught my eye at some point. And so I ended up talking to them and spending time with them and going upstairs and playing with them. And it started out with the couple playing on one of the beds, and the lady who was new to the club and I were kind of sitting back just watching. And then it was like, let's go join them, And so we ended up going in and joining them. And that was just, it was fun to play with them. And especially the one, being sub, she was very reactive.
Mm.
It was good. And it was funny though, because he at some point was behind me doggy style. I was kind of standing on the edge of the bed and he was, behind me. And at some point he grabbed my hair and pulled really hard. And I was like, too far. It was just the first thing that came out of my mouth, And he was like, oh, okay, sorry. I was like, don't like that.
That's funny.
Because he pulled hard. And I was like, no. Like a little tug. If it does it for you, then great, fine, sure. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, that's definitely too far.
That's so funny.
I
love it. Angela suddenly sounds like Flipper.
But
I understand.
Yeah. And then I went back downstairs and had a chat with Jess and Lawrence a little bit. And one of the people, one of the males of a couple that I've been talking to earlier and was kind of interested in playing with them, walked by and he was like, oh, we're upstairs. You want to come join us, basically. And I was like, oh, I kind of do. But at that point, it was getting really late and I knew I had a super early morning the next day. So again, it was just like, oh, I want to, but I also don't want to like do this thing tomorrow morning on like 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, no, yeah, I'm just probably going to head home now. But I also think, and I was thinking about this later, is that there were probably, I would have said 3 or 4 other couples that any one of them I would have been very happy to play with. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't like, I guess not knowing any of them well at all, because you know, just meeting them and having, and whenever I was talking to them, it was always, there was a group of us downstairs in the downstairs area. Yeah. And we were all just kind of sitting chatting as a group, and it was this good big kind of open circle thing. It was really lovely. And I think if that had gone upstairs into like a puppy pile, mm-hmm. I would have absolutely been in on it 100%. But, you know, people did the pairing off thing.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, like I don't know, like that night I wanted puppy pile.
That's funny.
And so it's kind of like, you know, if all of these 6-8 people, whatever, were to go upstairs and let's do puppy pile, then great. But they didn't. It was all paired off.
Puppies piles aren't for everyone, Angela.
I know. So I was kind of like, okay. So that's why, you know, I played with the 3 and then after that, like I said, I was just like, nah, I'm going to do the adult thing and just go home and get a little bit of sleep.
Boo.
So get 4 hours of sleep instead of 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But it was a really good night. It was fun. And even, so that was the long weekend. And so OSS had an event on the Sunday.
Yeah. I tried to talk you into going.
I know. And I really kind of wanted to go. But at the same time, it had been a busy weekend. I'd had a lot of other things going on. And so come Sunday evening, I was like trying to talk myself into it. And I was like, yeah, like it'd be fun to go. And then 8 o'clock comes and I was sitting on the couch and I was just like, nah, this feels good.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to have my own little party right here.
Yeah. I was like, this feels good. I'm just going to stay on the couch.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then the next week, I only had one person over.
Well, yeah, but on Monday.
Was that Monday?
Because it was a long weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was Monday. Yep. So Monday. I'm so glad you remember the days.
I'm not a slut. I just love. Well, I had nothing else to do other than masturbate and remember all the sexy things you were doing.
So, yeah, so the Monday I had a gentleman over.
I sound
over.
Like such a controlling asshole. Like, oh, yeah, no, it was Monday. But, like, literally, I had nothing to do.
Yeah, so on the Monday I had a gentleman over who I have played with before several times. But I hadn't seen him since probably it's been almost a year, probably 10, 11 months.
Wow.
So it was before COVID, like before COVID that I had seen him last. And so it had been a while and we had had some chats, you know, here and there, of course, but I think we both kind of went off the radar for a number of months. I was looking back and I think the last thing I had from him was maybe May, June, something like that.
Yeah.
So we both kind of went off for a bit and then just like, hey, how's it going? And just start it back up and be like, all right, let's get together. And so it was good. It was just, he came over and we talked for probably 3 hours before
Holy
we ever
fuck.
Went in the bedroom.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So we just sat around chatting.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
good.
Funny.
Good conversation.
That's
and
good.
So we did. And it's one of those things like we could have, again, never made it to the bedroom. But I was like, all right, like, are you interested in going to the bedroom? Because if so, I'm interested. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
So we did. We went to the bedroom and played a little while there. Had got a lot of oral from him. So that was very lovely.
Nice.
Because I like receiving oral.
Yeah, you do.
I think many people love receiving oral.
Not everybody, but, you know, it's not everybody's bag, but, you know, many. Yeah.
Many, yeah. It was a mostly oral night, and it was fun. And again, played a little bit on the S and introduced him to the S, so that was good.
The S got its workout.
It did.
It's great.
Yeah. So it was fun, and it was nice to kind of catch up with some of these people. Like, now that we're opening up a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable getting
Agreed.
Back together with people again.
Agreed. Because, you know, like for New South Wales, the state mm-hmm. that we live in, it's, you know, we've had 1 or 2 or even 0 new cases for the last almost week now. So things are really starting to be like.
Many days have been 0. So, yeah.
It's it is getting to that point where I'm starting to feel more and more comfortable and confident. And like it's only a matter of days or weeks before we start, I say we, me, start going to saunas and trying to find trouble that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is, it's starting to be like, people are still careful. And I think that's why. Mm-hmm. But I feel more comfortable going.
Yeah. Because if you walk around, you'll see people still social distancing. That's still very much a thing. A lot of companies and businesses still very much enforce it. I mean, they have to, right? Because they have to have their COVID safe plans.
Right.
So that's still very much a thing. Social distancing, masks are very much a thing. I see it a lot as I'm walking around town. I still wear masks in stores, public transport, stuff like that. So people are very careful.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. And with the low number of cases and people still being careful, it really kind of just helps, like, yeah, we can do this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fun. It's fun to get back into it a bit. And so, yeah, I didn't really know what the 2 weeks were going to hold for me, but it ended up being a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I won't say I was like jealous, but I was a bit jealous.
FOMO.
I was just like, it was, I don't know, maybe envious. Cause I was like, oh, I just want to leave the hotel. Like, that's really all I want. And just to have, like, to be living vicariously through you. Mm. And it was just kind of a bummer. It was like, you know, and it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But it was kind of like, I know there was one night I texted you and I don't even remember what, but you didn't get back to me for a while. Mm. And you're like, oh, you know, this person's over. We're going to go play. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. Like, and I think it was like at 8 o'clock. But admittedly, it was just kind of like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I guess the answer is masturbate, then go to bed.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, so we had, you and I talked a lot while you were gone, which was good.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the night that the gentleman was over, we couldn't get our schedules to work out to have naked FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because that would have, I was like, oh, this would be really good. But I think you were working late and the time difference and stuff. So it was just, didn't work out.
It was just enough to be obnoxious. Mm-hmm. It's like a 3 hour, 2 to 3 hour difference.
2 hours one week, three the other.
Yeah.
So,
it's really funny because I've had people ask me, like, oh, do you FaceTime and talk to Angela very often? And the answer really is like, not really. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, phone sex and virtual sex, I struggle with that. I really struggle with it turning me on, I think. So I'm like, hey.
But I will say that we actually talked on the phone more this trip than most work trips.
Yeah.
Because it was probably about every other day that we actually talked on the phone for a while.
Yeah.
And not necessarily sexy things or whatever, just stuff, just life and whatever. But usually with work trips, we might talk a little, but not like, that much.
We text a lot, but we don't talk a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was,
you know, I love it. We're a podcasting couple. We text a lot. We actually don't talk that much. What is wrong with you people? Yeah, but it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I wish I could be there, or I wish, you know, this. I'm just kind of like, oh,
yeah.
But
then you came home, and it was a very happy reunion.
It was a very happy reunion.
Yes.
Yeah, we had lots of sex.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Yeah. Any other things you want to tack on to this one?
I think we've had enough tangents.
Enough tangents.
Yeah.
I feel like I can try another magic trick.
Oh God, what's this one? Let's do it.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Now in your mind,
does it have to be a whole number?
Yes. Okay. It has to be a whole number. Oh my God.
Yes. Okay.
Pick an integer between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Now take that number and double it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now add 8 to it.
Okay.
Got that new number?
Yeah.
Okay. Now divide that number by 2.
Okay.
Now subtract your original number from that. So you've got that number, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to turn it into a letter.
Okay.
So if it's 1, it's A, 2 is B, 3 is C, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Think of a country that starts with that letter.
Okay.
Okay. Can you see that country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, spell that country out in your head, and the second letter of that country, find an animal that starts with that letter.
Okay.
Okay. Now, think of the color of that animal.
I'm not sure, but okay. Well, okay, I'll take a guess.
Okay.
All right.
So you're thinking of a country,
yeah,
an animal, and a color.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's weird, because there are no gray elephants in Denmark.
Oh, I had a brown eel in Denmark.
fucking eels. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I think they're brown. Are they gray? I don't really know what color they are.
Well, there's different colors. Was it vicious? Was it a vicious eel? Because that's a moray.
Oh.
Anyway.
So now I'm going to go back to number. So will all the number combinations get you to E?
No, it's magic.
Oh, okay. All right.
So sure. There you go. Yeah. You know, there are people that are going back now and re-listening to this. Like, I'm going to pick a different number. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. yeah, so that's all the magic I have for tonight.
Very, very well done.
So well done. We led with magic. We uh-huh. ended with magic. Uh-huh. There's like three people out there that are really impressed with me. Uh-huh. And the rest are like, God, this guy's an idiot. Yeah, so.
But you're a beautiful idiot.
I'm a beautiful idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think we've covered a lot of different topics.
Awesome.
Things and stuffs.
Things and stuffs. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, send us your emails, like the emails we got today. Those are great. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us through our website, www.bythebye.com.au. We also are on all the socials at By the By Podcast. And now you can find us on Discord.
Yes.
So remember, that Discord is for everyone, mm-hmm. even if you're not a patron or a Patreon supporter. And that's fine. But if you do want to help us keep the lights on, go to patreon.com/bythebypodcast and throw a dollar or two our way. We very much appreciate it.
Yep. Every bit helps.
Every bit helps. So yeah, thank you so much to all of our beautiful listeners. And we'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.